Chapter 5, in which Oliver returns home to face old friends and foes, and Miss Betsy shows her quickness of mind.
Morning, Betsy.
Oliver, don't sneak up on me like that.
Well, who's sneaking? It's time to see Bateman, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You've got the coin.
Tucked in my inside pocket, safe as houses.
Gotta say, I didn't expect to see you today. Thought Noah or Dodger would have killed you. Either that or the coppers would have you in protective custody.
Now that would imply I was talking to them.
It would, yeah. So what happened last night then?
I went to the Three Cripples to drink a brooch worth of alcohol. An hour or so later, Dodger turns up, tells me that Noah spoke to Charlie and that Charlie swore on Nancy's soul that I hadn't given anyone up. Dodger believed him.
What, just like that?
Charlie loved Nancy as much as we did. Dodger took his words as a binding oath.
Makes sense.
Anyway, Dodger found me, told me we're all square again, and I went back to Fagin's.
Interesting.
What is?
I heard that Noah didn't believe Charlie and pulled a Barker on him. He was going to shoot until some well-spoken toff, hiding his face, smacked a plank into the back of Claypole's skull.
You think that was me?
I thought I'd crossed my mind.
You think I'd attack Noah Claypole?
From behind, so he didn't see you. I think that's exactly what you'd do, Twist.
I was at the Three Cripples. Ask the barman.
I did. Three ales and a brooch. That's a great deal for a barman. Maybe it was three ales and an alibi.
Speculation, Betsy. I expected better from you.
I also looked into Charlie. Seems his bosses didn't know he'd come to London. Did he tell you that?
No.
Did he say why he was here?
I told you. He said he was worried about Dodger, so he's come down to keep an eye on him. And we both know he has a right to be worried.
That's Dodger's concern, not yours.
No, Betsy, it is my concern. Because I have a house with servants living on crumbs while they wait for me to fix my inheritance.
Listen to you being all la-di-da.
Those people are relying on me, and I'm relying on Dodger to help. If this plan goes to pot, it affects more than just me.
Yeah, I see that.
Is there anything I should know? Anything he's not told me?
He's talking to Fagin.
What?
He hears a voice in his head, I don't know.
How long has that been going on?
I don't know, listen. I've been honest with you, so you be honest with me. Did you tell the coppers anything?
No.
And was it you that hit Noah?
Yes.
You should have hit harder, done us all a favour. You promise you're not trying to screw Dodger over?
He's the only person trying to help me, Betsy. If he fails, I lose everything.
Right, we better get started then. Bateman went in half hour ago like clockwork.
Then let's pay our dear friend a visit.
Mr. Monks. Miss Monks, what a delight to see you again.
Mr. Bateman.
Percival, please. I received your note. How can I be of service?
Well, last time we spoke, you gave us the impression you're something of an expert on old coins and medals.
I am head curator of the Medieval Antiquities and Precious Stones Department, among my many positions and sins. This also houses the Department of Coins and Medals. Why do you ask?
It's a silly thing, really.
Go on, tell him.
Tell me what?
I'm probably wasting your time.
No, not at all. How can I help?
I have an inheritance. Some old coins, centuries old, I think. I don't need them, but I'd like to perhaps add them to an exhibit.
You said that most of the exhibits were from private collectors.
You're here to sell me some coins?
Heavens no, we want to donate them to the museum. All they do is gather dust in our family safe.
But I'd like to get them verified first. I mean, they might be worthless, and I'd hate to look stupid.
Of course. Do you have any of the coins with you?
Oh, yes. Here.
Right, then. Let's have a look. Good Lord.
Are you all right, Percy? You've gone quite pale.
Well, that's an aureus. It's almost 2,000 years old.
Oh, so it's worthless.
On the contrary, it was the main Roman currency until the 4th century. Look, that's Tiberius. He was emperor of Rome when Jesus Christ walked the earth.
Praise be to the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. This is worth £100 to the right collector.
Oh, goodness, that's more than a working man's yearly wage.
And you want to give it away?
We want to donate it to the museum.
Goodness. And you have a collection?
A small collection. That's if they're real, of course.
Well, I shall ask my assistants to verify this immediately. We could have tea in the Egyptian gallery.
No.
No?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure you have the best intentions, Mr. Bateman, but the last time an expert looked at this, he tried to swap it for a forgery. We'd want to be nearby while it's being looked at.
Perhaps we could have tea in your office?
Well, of course. Let me lead the way.
If he's having tea with us, how do we get to the safe?
You'll need to get him out of the office for a few minutes.
And how am I supposed to do that?
You won't need to. He fancies me. I'll find a way to make him speak to you privately. Just take your time.
How delightful to have morning tea with friends. Sitting in this office alone can be so boring sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. You're such an important man here. Why? Even your briefcase is of value to the common ruffian.
My sister has a point.
Oh, it was a passing crime, simply one of opportunity.
Oh, damn that child. I wish I'd caught him.
The funny thing is, of course, there was a thing of value in that case that day.
Really? What could it be? A statue? A gold necklace?
Nothing so small, my dear. You see, as part of my daily work, I'm also a curator of the Precious Stones exhibition. It's my job to keep them secure when they arrive for special events.
Special events? That sounds terribly exciting.
But what if those ruffians had been trying to steal some of these stones?
You could have been hurt.
I fret not, Wilhelmina. Even if they tortured me, I would not...
Torture? Oh!
Oh, Wilhelmina!
Is she all right?
Oh, she's fainted. It's all this talk of ruffians and torture.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
We need water. Where can we find some?
Well, there's a kitchen down the corridor behind the sorting room.
Capital plan. Time is of the essence. Please, show me the way.
But
some cool, refreshing water will be just the tonic.
Shouldn't we...
Good. God, man, are you refusing to help? What would my sister think?
No, of course I shall help. It's this way.
Nice one, Twist. Right then, this cabinet's the only one big enough to hide the safe. Fill you bloody door. I'll ditch the glove, no need to be ladylike now. There you are, my darling. Let Betsy here open you up, then. A shade too long, I think.
I'm so sorry, I really am. I didn't even think that she might take offence at my words. They were a bit full-blooded, weren't they? I'm such a fool.
Not at all. It could have happened to anyone.
Are you quite sure?
Absolutely, old man. If anything, Wilhelmina will know that you're not just a staid old bookworm.
I'm not.
There's a fire which burns inside you that strengthens your blood.
It does.
Well, there you go then. Now, where do you keep the glasses?
Come on, you little... Jesus! You stupid cat, you scared the life out of me. And I've only got one. Go on, Scoot, I've got work to do.
Here we are. Now, let us revive Miss Wilhelmina.
No. Just a moment.
You said time was of the essence.
I did? I did. But I need to ask you something.
Oh, can't it wait?
What are your intentions with my sister? I mean, come on now, Percival. It's obvious that she likes you, and that you like her, but I will not have her hurt. Do you understand?
Of course not. I would never think of such a thing. Wait, you say she likes me?
Well, I believe so. Though I am but a man, and who knows the workings of a lady's mind?
Indeed. Well, you have nothing to worry about. Edward, my dear friend, I have nothing but the greatest of respect for your sister, and my intentions are wholly honourable.
Excellent. Excellent.
Will you now... allow me to help your sister?
Yes, of course.
If I file any more of this, it'll be a stub. Yes! Oh, no.
Here, let me help you open the door. Oh!
Oh, damn!
I'm so terribly sorry. I really was trying to help.
No, really, we have plenty of glasses.
At least find me a brush and I can sweep the mess up.
We have servants, Mr. Monks. Miss Monks, here, drink some of this.
Oh, thank you. I'm so terribly sorry to be such an imposition, Mr. Bateman.
Not at all, Miss Monks.
I do so hope that we can meet again under better circumstances.
As do I, Miss Monks. In fact, I...
Is something the matter?
Pardon my inquiry, but why is one of your gloves beside this cabinet? This glove. The one you're no longer wearing.
Oh! Oh, that's where it fell.
Fell?
Oh, I really have been a truly obnoxious guest of yours. You see, I have a terrible fear of cats.
Do you indeed?
She's terrified of them.
And while you were gone, a fearsome ginger and white monster appeared. Well, naturally, I panicked and I threw the first thing that came to hand at it. Literally.
You left my sister in a room with a cat?
I'm so sorry. If I had known...
I am afraid you think I've acted improperly.
No.
I'm sure you must. Oh, how dreadful. Mr. Bateman, I think it would be best if we leave. I don't think my nerves can stand much more today.
Well, of course. Come back any time.
Come, sister. Let me help you up.
Wait a moment.
Yes?
But what of your coin? I mean, we can't just take it off you like that. You should take it home and bring it back to me when you're able.
Mr. Bateman, I trust you implicitly. We shall arrange to return another day to discuss it. In the meantime, I place it into your care. Good day, Mr. Bateman.
Oh, bloody hell, that was quick thinking. Dropping a glass like that, I was almost caught.
Problems?
You could say that. I opened the safe all right. The key works fine now it's filed to shape. But inside the safe was what puzzled me.
Why?
Because inside is another safe. And that one is harder to crack.
You sure it's a Babbage safe?
Of course I am, Dodge. I saw the name.
Bloody hellfire.
Surely Bateman will have that key too.
Not that simple, Twist.
Babbage caters to the London rich. Elite clients, the only way to open a Babbage safe is for a Babbage employee to come along with the key and open a damn thing for you.
So we find the employee and take the key?
Oh, forget it. He'll have dozens of keys for all the different safes. Which one do we imprint?
Oh.
We need the number of the safe. That's not going to happen. I'm dead. I'm bloody dead!
Babbage would have the number of the safe in their files. We need an inside man.
What kind of inside man you after? I got a nice collection of them.
And where the hell have you been?
Resting up after some mysterious fella tried to take me head off last night. Workers?
No, huh?
Right, what's the story then?
We got into Bateman's safe. But there's a Babbage lockbox welded to the inside.
Is that it? I thought it was something important.
You know how to get us a Babbage key.
I happen to know just the inside man you need. Clark named Oldsworth. Been watching him for years now, back since I was an informer.
Why's that then?
He came to London a few years back under a cloud. Something bad happened in his last job. If we knew what it was, we'd have something on him. Could ask his old boss.
And you think he'd tell us just like that?
You'd be surprised. You see, Oldsworth's previous employer had a bit of a fall from grace himself a few years back. Word on the street is that he'll sell his man for a few pennies.
Who is this boss?
Ask him.
Why me?
You know him.
How?
You see, Oldsworth comes from our hometown. That's why I followed his career with interest. He used to be a parish clerk, working directly under the parochial parish beadle.
Oldsworth worked for Mr. Bumble?
Small world, ain't it?
Oliver, we're going back to your old workhouse.
No.
It's our only chance.
Noah can go.
Noah can't. I'm still wanted for what I left with Charlotte. They'll not recognise you, though.
Excellent. Then it's settled. Me and Twist will take a little trip to the workhouse.
Wonderful.
What a depressing bloody place. No wonder you're a miserable sod.
Last time I passed these gates, I was escaping to London.
Look, I know it's not a nice trip down memory lane.
I was born into this. My mother died soon after. Every day here was misery. If I had my way,
I'd tear this place down brick by blasted brick.
Perhaps I'll do the talking today.
Can I help you, sirs? Would you like to apprentice a boy?
Not today, my love. We're here to see one of your inmates, in fact. A Mr. Bumble.
Oh, him. Running the workhouse with Widow Corney as if he were a saint. It was just a cover for his crooked dealings.
Dealings?
He was up to all sorts. Stolen goods, for a start. And he had it in for a young workhouse lad named Oliver Twist. Now he's a pauper, like the very people he ruled for so long.
Good.
That's not a very Christian attitude, sir. What's your name?
Oliver Twist.
Oh. Well, you're allowed a modicum of gloating, then. Wait here. Bumble? Oi! Bumble! Visitors!
Who wants Bumble, then?
You can call me Jack. We're here for some friendly conversation. Sit down, why don't you? I've some bread and cheese for you.
And why would this stranger give me such extravagances? I was parish beadle, you know.
You never were a good beadle, though, were you? You were a far better thief, an extortionist.
I will not be duped or even kidnapped.
You're a pauper in a workhouse. Who in Christendom would want to kidnap you?
I was an important figure. I'm not some kind of scything guttersnipe like you.
You're still calling me a guttersnipe, Bumble? Even as I stand above you in my finery while you scrabble on the floor for scraps.
Do I know you, sir?
Of course you do. That's Oliver Twist.
Oliver, of course I do. Dear boy, how are you? And how was the dear gentleman who adopted you? Mr. Brownlow, wasn't it?
Are you enjoying your bread and cheese?
Yes.
We didn't bring you meat. You know what meat does to a man. You wouldn't want to raise an artificial soul and spirit in you. It would be unbecoming, a person of your position.
Oh, for you to throw my own words back at me, it truly humbles me.
You don't know the meaning of the word.
Talk to me, Bumble. We just want to talk, and in return, we'll give you £5. Tell me about Oldsworth. Why did he run to London?
Is that what this is all about? Common blackmail? I'll have no part of it.
Oh, what a change of heart. You were happy to sell Oliver's gold locket, weren't you? You were always flexible with your morals when it came to money.
I can't tell you, because I don't remember. It was so long ago, and the years have been so hard.
This is pointless, Dodger. He's no use to us.
Think again. You may have to pull a dodge here.
What sort of dodge?
What?
Holdsworth thinks that Bumble here knows his worst secret. He doesn't know old Bumble's forgotten it.
Bait.
You always was a clever one.
Bumble, the Three Cripples pub, north of Saffron Hill. You know it.
I do indeed, in fact.
5 days from now, sundown. Be there.
You can't be serious. That's 70 miles away. I have no money for a carriage. I'd have to walk.
You better start now, then. 5 days isn't long, after all. It took me 7 days once, when I was 9. Remember that?
Why London?
Because I said so. And if you do it, you'll get a hot bath, new clothes, fine ones, much better than the rags you currently wear, as well as a hot meal in your belly and a soft bed for the night.
And my payment?
Has £15 in your pocket. That's about 3 months' salary for a parochial beadle, isn't it?
£15! New clothes and a start and a new life. I shall be there. Yes, indeed. I shall be moving onwards post-haste. Just as soon as I gather my walking accoutrements.
Lovely. See you then. Come on, Twist.
He doesn't remember anything, so why give him more? What's your game, Dodger?
Bait and switch. The only people in the world who know that Bumble's forgotten everything are you and me. To the rest of the world, he still has the information on Holdsworth, which means he can still sell it.
How does that help us?
We don't need Bumble's words to convince Holdsworth that we know his dirty little secret. All we need to do is show Bumble, sitting with us, having had a dramatic change of fortune.
So Holdsworth thinks that he snitched?
What would you think if you saw the one man who knew your dark, terrible secret, who could destroy you and who, for the last decade, has been nothing but a workhouse pauper, suddenly turn up flush, in fancy clothes, at the same meeting that you've been invited to?
I see. One favour, Dodger. When you pay Bumble, only give him half.
Why is that?
Because I want to hear him beg for more.
You know, Twist, I think I'm starting to rub off on you. I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Before we go home, could I stop off at the churchyard? I've never visited my mother's grave.
Of course, Oliver. There's an inn on the common. I'll go grab a bite there while I wait.
If it's the churchyard you want, sir, you're going the wrong way.
Thank you, madam. But the day can wait a while. I have someone living to see first.
Welcome to Sowerbury's Undertakers. Can I help you?
Yes, I believe you can.
Has a loved one passed, sir?
No, nothing like that, Mr. Sowerbury. You may not remember me, but I was once apprenticed to you. My name is Oliver.
Oliver Twist? You were the orphan.
Please, don't call your wife. Although I bear you no ill tidings, I cannot say the same for her or the other servants who were here while I was.
Oh, I'm sorry for what they did.
I know. You were always kind and considerate to me, and because of that, I've sought you out.
Well then, if it's not revenge you're after, what can I do for you?
I'm here to speak about Noah.
Claypole? Does that villain still live? I'd hoped him hanged by the noose by now. And that slatternly Charlotte beside him.
What happened?
He cleaned us out, he did. Emptied the tills one morning and absconded, leaving us with debts to pay. Us, who treated that charity boy like a son and that girl as a daughter.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It took us 3 years to recover. In the end, I had to take business from that chick devil. He makes my life a living hell. But we're protected, I suppose.
Check, devil. You're Black Sally's undertaker.
You know him?
We've spoken.
I've worked for him for over 11 years now. Oh, he's a good client, I'll give him that. He pays on time and he never shortchanges us.
What does he have you do?
The devil's own work, Twist. We know it's people he's murdered that we put into the ground.
This can't be a coincidence. Noah left you, worked for Fagin, then Black Sally finds you. It means Fagin and Sally must have been working together.
I don't know anything of all that. But what of Claypole? Tell me everything. I assume that's why you're here.
There's not much to tell, except he's broken from Charlotte and works alone now. But here's why I'm really here. I think you deserve some recompense for what he did to you.